World travelers know that when they lose their way in far-flung places, they pull their rough guides out of their backpacks or possibly even some other type of luggage and get a cornucopia of information. So apply this idea to the highways and byways of Latin music, and you have another type of direction-giving, the best 100 CDs of Latin music. You'll be able to tell your mambo from your salsa, your Cuban music from your Argentinian tango. Sue Stewart, author of The Rough Guide to Latin Music, joins us as our guide. She begins our tour in Cuba with singer Benny Moray.
His thing was mambo. He had a huge orchestra. He called it the Big Giant Orchestra. He was a great dancer. And he just used to sing along the rhythms, you know, just following the rhythms in a way that was quite exceptional.
Let's listen.
Pero qué bonito y sabroso bailan el mambo las mexicanas. Mueven la cintura y los hombros igualito que las cubanas. Muchacho, mira.
Where should we go next? I think we'll just stay in Cuba for one more visit, and we have to have a song by the Queen of Salsa, Celia Cruz.
Now, Celia Cruz has tremendous operatic range, right?
She could have been an opera singer easily, but I think that would have been too restricting for her, actually, because one of her real fortes is that she improvises. She is tremendously imaginative. And the nice thing about Latin music, particularly in the sort of classic Cuban stuff, is that there is a space in all the songs. There's a space for improvisation in the verses. And people like Benny Moray and Celia Cruz excelled in improvisation.
Let's try for something completely different and still thoroughly Latin. If the music we've been listening to has African roots behind it, the Cuban music, how about the tango, which I certainly think of as traditionally Spanish?
The thing is, when you talk about Latin music, you can't ever sort of narrow it down and just say it is this or that, because it's always incredibly complicated. You have to remember, in Buenos Aires, when it was born in the kind of ghetto near the port, Buenos Aires was inhabited by Italians. It was a very Italianate city. And so the Italians are the ones that developed the tango, and it's using the main instrument, which is German, the bandoneon, which is a version of the accordion. So, you know, here you go again, hybridization, mixing it all up.
Who have you chosen here as a sort of archetypal example of the old form of tango?
I've chosen a singer who's a big star today, actually. She's called Adriana Varela, and she trained with one of the really great old classic band leaders who died quite a long time ago, and she's singing Cada vez que me recuerdos, which is a typical tango kind of lyric, every day that you think of me.
Cada vez que me recuerdes, la noche amiga melodía, y donde el cielo y el mar se pierden, cuántas estrellas me alumbrarán. Cada vez que me recuerdes.
Is this Adriana Varela? What a deep voice. She almost sounds like a man.
I know she does. She has the most incredible voice. It's kind of Edith Piaf. It's really, I mean, she's not straightforward tango. She's very influenced by the chanson of Paris, and she creates the ambiance of a Paris club, really. But that was really what a lot of tango was as well.
I'm looking at this picture of Adriana Varela. What a stunningly beautiful woman.
She reminds me somewhat of Marianne Faithfull. Not in terms of the music at all, but she's a kind of woman who has suffered, and it comes out in the music. And tango is all about suffering, and the lyrics are all about kind of enjoying the suffering, you know, kind of wallowing in it, in this beautiful sort of music.
Well, where should we go next?
I think we'll go to Chile. We go to a group called Inti Illimani. They're a very interesting band, actually, and they were very important in Europe during the Pinochet era, because a lot of Chileans were emigrated and were in exile in this country in particular. And Inti Illimani came over to do a gig in Europe. And actually, the Allende regime fell apart then, and Allende was killed, and they never went back for 17 years. And the one thing that Inti Illimani did, I think, was introduce panpipes onto the kind of street culture, because before they were around in this country, nobody had seen panpipes, nobody knew anything about the Andean music, and they really popularized it. Inti Illimani's music is very rich in Andean traditional music, but also their own songs, which they've created a style known as Nueva Canción, which is popular all across Latin America, and very tied in with political lyrics.
What about the bossa nova?
Ah, the bossa nova. The bossa nova, you can't have a Latin book without bossa novas in it. The track I'm playing is A Girl from Ipanema, which of course everybody listening will know this track, but this is a version of it done by João Gilberto and Tom Jobim. João plays the guitar still, and Tom Jobim was the pianist, sadly dead now. And the singer is Astrid Gilberto. The reason I love this is because João is singing in Portuguese and she's singing in broken English, and it's the most beautiful version of it. But it's also with Stan Getz, the American jazz saxophonist who really popularized Brazilian music and particularly bossa nova for the rest of the world.
We have to do at least one group from Mexico, Café Tacuba.
This is not a traditional group. This is a young... Well, this is what the institution in Mexico, really. It's an institutional group because they've been going for so long. And they take Mexican music and mix it with rock and mix it with different kinds of modern non-Mexican stuff. But the track I've chosen is a fairly typical Mexican song. It's not like Los Lobos, who've really used rock as the bass line of their music. Their bass line is Mexican music, and then they bring rock elements into it.
One of the things about all sorts of Latin music is because of the syncopation and what you call rhythmicity in your book, you're intoxicated every place you go.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, gosh, anyone who goes to a country in Latin America now and doesn't buy local music instead of the kind of tourist schlock that they get presented in hotels, there's so much richness to it. And the place is wide open for people to explore it. And I hope this book will help people to know what to get when they go shopping next.
Well, Sue Stewart, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks very much for having me. Bye-bye.
Sue Stewart is the author of Latin, 100 Essential CDs, The Rough Guide.